Planeta bolilor rare.
Greetings everyone, I am Dan Alexandru and I welcome you to a new episode of the Planet of Rare Diseases. Today we talk about the need to train health and social workers in order to update their knowledge and expertise. The Health and Social Care course covers many of the important elements and concepts of working in the health and social care field. It looks at different care services designed to meet a variety of individual and community-based needs, and also explores the duties and responsibilities of health and social care workers in the development and delivery of such services. Additionally, the course examines concepts, values, and procedures that are imperative to the delivery of person-centered care, such as communication, diversity and equality, confidentiality, duty of care, and safety in practice. Health and social care is more than just caring for the ill and providing support to vulnerable populations. It is also about educating people on health and wellness and the development and promotion of a wide range of medical programs and treatments. As health and social care is wide in scope, choosing to enter this field requires a knowledge and understanding of the issues and challenges of the people that use health and care services, as well as the policies, principles, values, and systems that underpin the practice. Through this course, students will be able to attain such knowledge and understanding, which should prepare them well to enter the field and enable them to provide quality care and support to the public. The course is intended for learners wanting to gain foundation knowledge in health and social care. It is also likely to benefit those who are already engaged in doing social care work, as the course can aid them in brushing up on their knowledge and skills. To be specific, this course will be a valuable resource for learners interested to become social care workers, nurses, therapists, medical personnel, caregivers. By the end of this course, students are able to understand the role and importance of health and social care in the development and delivery of medical, health, and care services to individuals and the community. Know the principles, policies, systems, and values that underpin the health and social care field. Recognize the duties and responsibilities of health and social care workers. Provide quality care and support services to the public and know how to effectively communicate and interact with patients while ensuring safety in practice. Today, at Radio Noro, we are talking with one trainer from the UK-based social care training organization. Hello, please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us more about your organization and your job in this organization.
Hello, my name is Yvonne Furze, and I work for an organization called Social Care Training, based in the UK. We provide training services for European-funded projects with project partners across Europe. The biggest challenge to us at the moment, obviously, is the fact that the UK voted to leave the EU. So this is going to present real challenges for us in the future in terms of funding. I also work for a small local agency, and that agency provides services to older people in their own homes and disabled people. Many of those people are fund themselves, so the services that we provide are paid for privately. But there are many other agencies who provide services to people who receive local government funding and pensions and benefits in order to fund their care. The challenges for them are also quite great at the moment because our government has quite chosen to take an austerity route to dealing with the financial collapse and the situation that followed. So the public sector and local government funds from central government have been cut significantly over the past 7 or 8 years. And this means there isn't very much money for paying for the services that people need when they require support in their own home. The criteria that makes them eligible for funding is constantly changing, and disabled or elderly people have really quite severe challenges to their day-to-day living in order to access or be eligible for local government funding. This, of course, has an impact on the quality of care being provided, some local authorities, some local government departments are still funding 15-minute visits just to check people are okay, give them the medication, etc. And that is not an easy way to provide a good quality service. It doesn't give time to get to know the individual, to get their trust, to recognise if anything else is wrong with them, or if their situation or condition has deteriorated. All these things are very hard to do when you only see them for 15 minutes. Short visits like that also mean that staff move around very quickly, and a person receiving a 15-minute visit may be visited by a different person every day of the week. Again, that has a big impact on quality. So these are challenges which are taxing the social care sector at the moment. Because the funding is so tight, care homes are closing. Some providers are saying the funding does not allow us to provide the quality of care we would want to provide, so we will not offer any services at all. So it's becoming very difficult to find a place for an elderly person, especially in some rural areas. I'm not sure that the funding situation is going to change in the near future. We've got a government who've got at least another 3 years of office, and we've got the challenges that will come, the financial challenges that will come as a result of us leaving the European Union. So it's difficult to see a time when it will be greatly improved.
I am Dan Alexandro, and I thank you for tuning in to Radio Noro's Planet of Rare Diseases show. Join us next week at the same time for a new episode regarding rare diseases.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.